Everyone's in it for the long haul here. Yes, ma'am? No. Believe me, everyone has their 2 cents today that they want to share with us. Yeah. Mr. Thomas.
You could take the Monterey Bay Marine Sanctuary Ag Water Quality Partners.
Okay. How many minutes did we give?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the individual cards. Phoenix. Artemisia. How about that? Christy Markey. Dr. Aram Lopez. Excuse me for butchering names, but that's the best I can do reading. Nancy Isaacson.
He's in my
phone. Okay.
Can't hear you.
And Frank Pierce. Let's start with those. Did everyone hear that? If you could get ready to come up. Phoenix, Artemisia, Christy Markey, Dr. Aram Lopez, Nancy Isaacson, and Frank Pierce. Okay.
Okay, I'm Christy Markey, but there was someone before me, or did that?
Phoenix,
Artemisia. Okay, I'll just put that on the bottom of this list. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Christy Markey. I'm the Chief of Staff for Supervisor Jane Parker, District 4, Monterey County, and Supervisor Parker couldn't be here today, but she did want to submit a letter. I brought 10 copies, and she wanted me to read it into the record. It should be only 2 minutes. Dear board members, I wish to express my support for efforts by the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board staff to address the serious environmental and health threats caused by pollutants in our region's water bodies. I concur with staff's statement that the board must determine how to best regulate agricultural discharge on the Central Coast to directly address major water quality issues of toxicity, nitrates, pesticides, and sediments in agricultural runoff and or leaching to groundwater so that we achieve desired water quality outcomes that support all beneficial uses. As you know, the laws of the state of California require no less. During the public comment period on the proposed agricultural order, the Monterey County Board of Supervisors submitted a letter urging further consideration of the economic impacts of imposing such an order. That letter remains the county's official position, and I agree that economic impacts on one of our region's vital industries must be weighed along with health and environmental considerations. In addition, I wish to add my own viewpoint on this issue. The evidence indicates that water quality has not improved under the conditional waiver program that was adopted in 2004. While many agricultural operators participated in this program and demonstrated great dedication to addressing these serious problems, the program has proven insufficient. The goal is to ensure that state standards on water quality are met. I know that you and your staff remain open to hearing alternatives to specific elements in the proposed regulation, and I encourage you to incorporate viable alternatives to the extent possible without compromising state water standards. I want to thank you for holding this public hearing on July 8th to allow additional comment on this proposed order. The importance of dialogue and cooperation cannot be overemphasized as we deal with the difficulty of balancing economics, the environment, and health. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Dr. Lopez? Center for Farm Worker Families?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, good morning. I'm Dr. Ann Lopez. I'm the director of Center for Farm Worker Families. And I am also a professor of environmental science, and the science on nitrate poisoning is very, very clear. When I was doing research on this subject, I found everything from anoxia in infants to nervous system birth defects related to consumption of elevated nitrate levels, spontaneous abortions of women drinking well water within a mile or a half a mile from a nitrate source, early onset hypertension in individuals. Nitrate contamination is linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, gastric, stomach, and esophageal cancer. And most recently, Dr. Suzanne de Lamont of Rhode Island Hospital and her research team have found a link between exposure to excess nitrogen in drinking water from fertilizers and the development of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and diabetes. Given this grim prognosis, everyone in this room that's concerned about their own health and the health of their communities should be concerned regardless of occupation or station in life, since nitrates don't discriminate based on one's station in life. The farm worker population is the most exposed to all agricultural chemical contaminants, and adding another health stress to their already compromised health outlook is both irresponsible and inhumane. 65%, it's estimated, of farm workers in this state are undocumented. Most of them eschew going to anybody, any agency with authority. So if they are poisoned, they're not going to be going to the police or anybody else for fear of deportation. The farm workers I work with haven't a clue about nitrate issues. They live in sheds and garages, and many of them in the fields themselves. So my question is, how will you supply clean water to these individuals, and there are a million of them in the state, who have an annual income of approximately $12,000 and can't afford even to purchase the fruits that they harvest? This is the question.
Can you wrap it up, please?
I'm done. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy Isaacson, followed by Frank Pierce.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm here on behalf of the Salinas Valley Water Coalition. We are a not-for-profit organization comprised of agricultural owners, farmers, and small businesses. Just want to respond to some of the comments that I heard this morning regarding ag and not wanting to provide solutions. You know, the agricultural landowners and farmers within the Salinas Valley have worked very, very hard to protect the domestic water supply of the city of Salinas. Saltwater intrusion was nearing the city of Salinas. It was only through a collaboration of the ag community over a number of years that we successfully were able to develop and implement and now build and is operating the Salinas Valley Water Project, which will stop seawater intrusion. That is, you know, ag wants to more than anything to be a partner with the urban communities. And I think certainly within Monterey County, we have proven that this is so. I will tell you that Salinas Valley Water Project also had an 85% vote for it. Now, I have some letters today from our members. We represent tens of thousands of irrigate acres and small businesses within the Salinas Valley. We think that your extension this morning didn't go far enough. And I know you took up the matter this morning, but we think that you still need more information in order to develop an order that will truly work in order to meet your needs and the water quality needs of the community. I've heard that your staff is saying that they're making outreach. I don't know who they are outreaching to. Certainly haven't talked to me or my organization members, even though we have offered that. My discussions with Monterey County Water Resource Agency, I understand that they also have not had the opportunity to be part of that dialogue. So we think that your extension this morning isn't enough, but we also at the same time would like to be able to work with you, and we would encourage your staff to reach out to us. So thank you.
So, Ms. Isaacson, have you approached staff?
I've sent numerous letters and have always asked. I have not personally one-on-one called up staff, but my understanding was that they were going to do the outreach for those who had asked.
Okay. And your group has asked for contact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Are your members aligned with the Farm Bureau and other groups' agricultural alternative presentation? And it's okay if you don't want to answer it, but I'm asking the question because we're having a challenge to figure out who are the, you know, we need to talk to a reasonable number of people, and we're looking for the best representation for irrigated agricultural operators in the region. And I'd be happy to talk with you more about that later. But
yeah, I'm going to say it. We're not opposed, and we did support, but we also have different viewpoints. You know, and I think ag is very diverse, and I think it is important to hear the different viewpoints.
Well, then I would encourage you to make sure that staff gets in contact with you so you can express what you need to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Frank Pierce, and then Sarah Damron.
Good morning, members of the board. My name is Frank Pierce. I'm a registered agricultural engineer and a registered environmental assessor, Class 1. Two items that I wish to speak to is, number one, technologically, there are many, many combinations for the ag community that may work, but each one has to fit the specifics of the field, the location, the soil, and the type. So one has to allow flexibility with technical knowledge on how to address this issue. Farmers don't want to be contaminating the world. They want to be providing food. And agriculture, if you look in history, has changed every decade, whether it's for pressures from environmental issues. We have to address these. Give us the opportunity to address these. Yes, we need to have the time extended to be able to develop the technology combinations that will solve the problem for you're facing today. We can do that. The second thing is regulations become so complex that it becomes almost impossible to understand them on the day-to-day level. So please simplify as much as you can with flexibility that will allow our farms and our agricultural production people to address the problem and come up with solutions that fit their individual locations. Thank you.
Mr. Pierce, have you identified anything specifically that can be simplified within the draft order?
No, I have not marked up the draft order. But generally, it's been my experience in regulation that if you make it clear what the objective is and clear what the flexibility is and how you will address making sure that it happens with your regulatory supervision, then it paragraph A compounds paragraph C com paragraph D, and that's what gets too complex, I'm afraid. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, Sarah, looks like Damron, am I right? Okay, and then Suzanne Roll would be next.
Good morning, Chair Young. And board members, my name is Sarah Damron. I'm the Central California Regional Manager for Surfrider Foundation. Our organization, our members, are advocates for clean water and healthy marine ecosystems. I'm speaking today on behalf of our five chapters in that actually coincides with your region, Region 3 in the Central Coast, from Santa Barbara up to San Mateo. Water sustains life on our planet, and we know to pollute it is to pollute ourselves. So we have to do a better job at making sure that human and environmental health are not considered expendable in the name of business, which seems particularly obvious when the business itself relies on humans and the environment. It's not unreasonable to require businesses to be good stewards of the land and water that sustains their livelihoods and their product, to be good caretakers of those who toil in the fields, and to be good neighbors to those who live, work, and play downstream. The discharge of waste to waters of the state is a privilege, not a right. That said, we have standards for protecting the beneficial uses of our water, for which this board exists to uphold. The preliminary draft order recognizes that and requires dischargers to meet these existing numerical standards, and Surfrider supports that. Additionally, in order to know that these standards are being met, it's necessary to monitor discharges from individual operations to ensure that each operation is meeting the standard. Without knowing there is a problem or where the problem is coming from, it's impossible to fix the problem. By requiring individual monitoring, farmers who are doing a good job already and being good neighbors will be able to say so. Farmers who are not in compliance will have a better opportunity to identify the problem and to fix it. Lastly, we also really strongly believe that the monitoring results should be publicly accessible. Citizens who work on the farm, live downstream, and buy the product have the right to know that dischargers are or are not meeting the standards and to be able to respond to that as they deem necessary. We feel that staff's preliminary draft order is a good start, and we look forward to continuing to participate in this process. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Suzanne Roll.
My name is Suzanne Roll, and I used to teach special education. And I remember we were very accountable there. We need to set goals with the children, with the parents, with administration, that were achievable goals, that were measurable. And if these goals were not set, if they were set too high, they were doomed to failure. So it requires a lot of thought and planning, and I am so impressed with what I see today because I've never done anything like this before, come before this group. I am trying to educate myself because so far I just believe in practicing the principles that I would want others to uphold. So I buy organic food. I have a filter on my faucet, but I realize that there are a lot of people out there who can't do that. Last night I looked at the internet on the topic of dead seas, because someone mentioned that to me, that there was an article in the Chronicle about that. And I went to that topic, and I was amazed to find out that there's dead water, dead oceans. One right here near us, the size of New Jersey. Thousands and thousands, however you measure this area. It's just frightening to think that there is actually death in the ocean, and it is caused by runoff and nitrates and pesticides. And I know there are alternatives that may be a little more difficult, but they are achievable. I really respect this group. I think that it's wonderful that you're investigating all that. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. We're at the noon hour. Fran, are you going to be with us after lunch? Okay, good. All right. Why don't we break for lunch? Is that a good idea? Okay. And let's come back at 1 o'clock. Does that give us enough time to do what we need to do? All right, folks. And we'll start with the Monterey County Farm Bureau presentation, and then proceed into the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary presentation. 1 o'clock. We're going to return at 1 o'clock. Thank you.